That's going to be the biggest change this year, I think, in college baseball. It was for us this fall. The fact that games are going to be much faster because of the bats, the ball doesn't jump, that they changed the exit speed drastically. And I thought they changed it drastically from the 90s, with the 97, 98, when we used to hit tons of home runs, hit them over the lights, and they put an exit speed. But then this one is definitely more wood-like. And so you got to really hit it to get it out of the ballpark. And the sweet spot doesn't seem to be quite as big, so it's going to put more of emphasis on defense and pitching and speed and running and take. And there's going to be a lot of close games. So to me, I was telling our team yesterday, but defenses and first and thirds are going to come into play even more, because there are going to be a lot of games in the ninth inning that you're one run away from tying it up, like 3-2 or 2-1. You get a guy on, you got the time running to place. You got to be able to execute in late innings. There's going to be a lot more safe situations. The games are going to go from 3.5 hours to 2.5 hours. And I know this fall I'd put down 3 hours for an inter-squad game, for a nine-inning game, and it would last closer to 2 hours than 3 hours. So, and that's probably good. The game's getting a little bit too long, and the bats probably did need to be changed, but this is a drastic change.
How much does that change your mentality or when you manage a game?
Definitely changes, because it puts more emphasis on speed. And the fact that you got to run more, you're not going to hit home runs. If you give up, make a couple of errors, and give up 3 or 4 runs, and you're in the ninth inning, it's just not. It's going to be very difficult to go out and score 4 or 5 runs in the ninth inning with these bats. It's more like, you know, the wood bat thing. So it's going to definitely change your thought process, bunting guys over more late in the game. You'll feel much better with a 2-run lead in the ninth than you did, you know, 4 or 5 years ago with a 2-run lead. That's just a walk and a guy hitting out of the ballpark, which is not going to happen a lot.
Do you feel like with the emphasis on speed that plays well in your favor as far as the players you have?
I think so. We've got good speed. We've got good speed, so it definitely changes what you're thinking, and we feel like we can put some guys out there that can really run. And my philosophy is always let guys run on their own. I have a takeoff signal, I have a steal sign, but for a lot of guys who can run, I let them run anytime they want, unless I give them a don't run on this pitch, which is a certain situation. And so that's going to be even more important than bunting. And we got the new field out here. Bunts are going to stay fair. That's the only thing I said to their people: make sure bunts stay fair, because we want we want our guys to bunt more. Well, we're ranked 18th in 2 of the polls, so you know. It's not quite as bad as 24th, but we've been ranked, you know, in that type of situation, and still going to Omaha and be a young team. In 1999, we won it with a very young team, and in 2001, we won it with the same team. It was a veteran team, so we won it both ways with young and old teams. So it's going to come down to how our pitching comes along. And I think that's going to be a very important part of it. But I like a young team because, you know, they're fresh, they listen, it's more coaching going on. It's just a lot of things you got to do. Whereas a veteran team, you worry more about them being complacent and being overconfident. Well, this club should not be overconfident, I can tell you that, with that and where we're ranked. And being ranked in third, you know, being ranked third in the division in the ACC in 2008, we finished 4th in the country and 5th in the conference. So, you know, people talk about this conference and this sport and that sport, but to me the toughest sport in the conference is baseball, because you normally have, you know, 5 teams in the top 20, 6 teams in the top 20. Sometimes I know 4 or 5 teams in the top 10. It's a great conference, and there's a lot of emphasis on baseball.